From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
39 degrees, 722. It's time now for Wildcat News. As you just heard, we have middle school assistant principal and special education director. That's quite the title. Good morning, Mr. Janice. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing pretty swell.
Oh, man. Yep.
Got that from a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. He just pulled that from Matt. We had a whole conversation. Spectacular, swell, fantastic. If I were any better, I'd be you. How about that?
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So when you're at school, the kids call you Mr. Janice.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, sometimes Mr. J, sometimes, hey, you just, you know,
right.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can tell by your personality and every time you come into the station, you're smiling. You have just a fantastic attitude. And I'm sure that shows when you're working with kids. No question about it. Love having you on the air.
Love being here too. So thank you very much.
You know, we were talking about your title, Special Education Director. I'm curious about that role and what some of your responsibilities would be.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I kind of say it as an overview of, you know, work with our special education teachers, building principals, our AEA, our Area Education Agency staff, and other people to help special ed students grow closer to where they're expected to be at with their academics, behaviors, and transitional skills. So that's kind of a big overarching idea of what that role looks like here. And some of the things I'm sure that people don't know, you know, a ton of stuff about special ed. It's usually not a huge topic that people go and research about like me. They're not quite that much of a dork, but so just kind of letting people know about it as well. It is birth to 21, and this is a new thing, actually. It could be up to 23 in specific situations that students can go ahead and get some services. But the school really takes over once the kids turn 3 years old. So from birth to the kid's third birthday, they can have different services ran through our AEAs, like I said, the Area Education Agencies. And they go ahead and evaluate the kids to see if they're eligible for those services. They have a meeting where the service providers, parents, and early access service coordinator decide on what services the kiddos need, along with how often they all believe that the kids need that service. So that's kind of a new step that I didn't know a ton about until this year, really. We have a little guy and he's getting some services. He was born with Down syndrome and a couple other things. So we've had a lot of people out to our house, and I'm really glad that we have those great supports for all the students and kids.
Yeah. I mean, the resources seem almost endless.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's great. You know, they're all really great advocates for students. They really know what to do, how to help the kids, how to go ahead and explain things to the parents. So it's really top notch. I'm happy that we have them here.
You know, there's always the importance of knowing where your kids are at in school. And I mean, the reality is sometimes kids don't want to share with their parents where they're at. Isn't there a new like portal, like a family portal available to parents?
Yeah, there is. It's actually something that I'm really happy about, and it gives me a lot of anxiety also from the standpoint of it's getting rolled out or by the state. We've talked about it for quite a while with our special ed teachers and the admin here, but it just keeps on getting pushed out a little bit more and more. But we think, you know, knock on some wood here, that we actually have a pretty good set date of about mid-December, they said, when the state's supposed to roll that out and let all the parents know. Excuse me, sorry about that. How to access it and log on, and really, just like you were saying, check to see how the kids are doing with their special ed goals, which, you know, being at the middle school, you are 100% right with the kids don't always talk to their parents and tell them what's going on. And sometimes the stories do get crossed a little bit of what actually happens and then what the kids tell the parents. So it's good.
So is this portal available only through the special ed program, or is it available for all students?
It is only available for special ed right now. So it is actually just based on their special ed goals and their IEPs or individualized education plans.
Yeah.
So, they, you know, through Infinite Campus, that's what we have for our student information system. That would be available for all of the students, no matter if they're identified for special ed and related services or if they're gen ed students. So, I mean, they're all gen ed students first, but, you know, looking at that full spectrum of all kiddos, parents can go ahead and, go to their school that the kids are at and get logged in for their Infinite Campus. But this family portal is just going to be for the special ed kids. And we hear that the state's going to send something out here, soon, but you never know what soon exactly means. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and maybe I misspoke earlier, and that happens. I thought it was maybe something for all of the students. But, you know, when you're in a special ed situation, depending on the situation, maybe might not know how to communicate, you know, their position. So parents can go in and say, okay, how are we doing? So I think it's a fantastic resource for parents and families to have. So I think it's cool. Is this a state? You said it's a state thing.
Yes.
It's not just a Humboldt deal.
No, it's not. It's a state rollout of this. So it's through our new IEP portal system that we've had for a few years. But things keep on rolling out a little bit slowly. You know, it's like, okay, you get a little extra here. Okay, now there's a new role. You have to look at it. How do we do this and how do we do that? To just kind of help on our school side. But then the parent side is supposed to be ran out all through the state. So
what, just to kind of get into your head a little bit, share maybe some, what's your biggest take from being the director? I mean, what are some things that you're really positive about, and both personally and the things that are happening within school?
Yeah. I think that we have some awesome things going on at Humboldt, with our special education program. And the first thing I'm going to mention is our Cat Cafe. I know that probably everyone in the school system is like, yes, we love the Cat Cafe. Dee Maris is a special ed teacher at the high school. And I think she kind of got the idea from one of her friends, Kate Ornes, to do the Cat Cafe, where the students go ahead and make some coffee drinks, and students and staff can go down, pick up the coffee drinks or the smoothies. The students are getting some of those work skills, going ahead and making the coffees, running the cash register, and even running the errands and running the coffee to the different teachers and buildings. So I know that our staff and the students at the middle school really love to see those kiddos come in with the coffee, because who doesn't need a good cup of Joe, right?
I start my day with coffee every day.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering when I don't get it.
Yeah. And yeah, no kidding. And we got to have to make sure that everyone's caffeinated, right?
Well, yeah, otherwise then I get the caffeine headache. I mean, we can go on with it, but
yep.
What else is happening?
I was going to say, one of the other things that I'm pretty happy about and proud about is our professional developments and what we're kind of doing as a special ed staff. So we started a couple of years ago really looking at how do we know exactly what the kids need when we're giving them their instruction. And traditionally, when you're looking at the goals, however they're written. I mean, all of our goals were meeting compliance. Everything was great on that. But that question really stems, okay, what exactly do I need help them with? So, you know, you could say you need help with math. Okay, well, math's a pretty big topic. Mm-hmm. So we're really breaking it down into skills and kind of subsets of skills that the kiddos need. And then from there, we're still working on that process, but getting some new materials to go ahead and make sure that our students are catching up to where they really need to be. And that's shown some great success so far. One of the other things, one of my other roles is to make sure that our kids are doing well and our teachers are doing well in teaching those skills that they have and they need. And I do a review over the goals, and I'm not all the way done from last year yet. It takes quite a bit of time when you're doing, I think it's about 171 IEPs, and there can be different goals in each area. But from there, most of our kiddos are actually doing better than what our goal or our aim lines are doing at. So I'm kind of a little bit of a data dork here. So I love data. I love looking at that, and went ahead and broke down the trend lines of their growth lines, what they should be at, and then what they actually are at, and then comparing those to kind of see exactly if they're going to meet their goal within one school year. And hopefully it's they're above that goal to go ahead and catch up to where they need to be. So
life is establishing goals and making it happen. I think the biggest thing is writing them down, mm-hmm. and also sharing them with people that are kind of in your personal board of directors. And then you have some people that hold you accountable for those, but life is all about goals.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, just at different levels. So that's awesome. So as the special education director, what do you feel is the most rewarding for you?
I absolutely love working with the staff and the kids and really seeing their growth. You know, that's the kids' growth is always going to be that number one thing. Doesn't matter if it's special ed or gen ed, you know, with the other hat I wear at the middle school, and just seeing the success of where they start and then after that, where they end up, you know. We have lots of success stories of kids that may not have been doing the best when they're at middle school. And, you know, being year five, I've seen some of the students through quite a bit, 5 years, and we're seeing some pretty big growth in those kids. And it's exciting.
Congratulations. That's good information to know. Good to hear. This is Wildcat News. I don't want to cut you short. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about this morning?
No, I think that's doing pretty well. Like I told you, I was writing some stuff down last night. I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I'm going to have enough. And I came in with a page full of notes. So I think we're a little bit over our time here. So
We're fine. Anything that has to do with the schools, it just allows you guys to open the books, open the doors, and let us in and share what's happening within the school district. So thank you for your time, as always, and with everybody that comes in on Wildcat News. We've been talking to middle school's assistant principal and special education director, Creighton Jenis. Thank you again for your time, sir.
Yep, thank you very much.
Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank.